This morning you're going to have a special treat. We have a room full of talented musicians preparing for a couple of events. There's the world premiere CD release on April 29th and a documentary and film screening at Texas Folklife on May the 3rd. And Oliver Rajamani is the star, and he's going to tell us all about it. And but first, let's start out with some music. And we have Oliver Rajamani and a crew of wonderful musicians, his ensemble, and they're getting ready for a CD release and party. It's Flamenco India is what it's called. And Oliver is definitely a vampire because I've been knowing him for a long time and he still looks 20 years old. So anyway, Oliver, would you please introduce your band for you?
Sure.
Do you want me to do it? I'd rather you do it.
Yeah, let's start off right here. We got Shauna Norton on the harp. And she plays around town in other groups. We got Brian Voss on the bass.
Good morning, Brian.
And Mr. Glenn Rios on percussion.
Glenn Rios on the percussion with long, 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 long hair. And who's our guitarist?
Vijay Munir.
Good morning.
Classical guitar there. And Steve Markham way back there.
Hello, Steve. We've heard you in several contexts.
And
I recognize, who's that in the back?
Ariana Bina.
Okay.
Violin too there. Mr. Andrew Noble.
Good
violin,
morning,
Roberto Riggio.
Roberto Riggio.
And Jason Elinoff on viola there. And Sarah Bravo on cello.
On cello. So you got lots of strings. And,
yeah.
And it's going to be, is this the whole ensemble?
No, there's actually more. We're going to have a Indian section, a sitar player.
Oh, yes. And, with tabla and all that.
Tabla and all that. As well as dancers, flamenco dancer. From Spain, and
this is going to be a Cecil B. DeMille production. You know, it's huge. Okay,
and Indian dancer, and all that.
And so that piece that you just played was called Vasi.
Yeah,
is that the right way to say it, Vasi?
It's Vasi.
And what does it mean?
Vasi means play.
Yeah,
like you're. It's kind of saying it's kind of like a command, but more like in a kind of like cheers kind of thing. Vasi. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so tell me about the events that are coming up.
Well, we got this, I'm releasing a CD here called Flamenco India, which was recorded in Spain and India and Austin, and we're having the release at the Zach Topfer Theater on April 29th at 7:30, and it's a beautiful show. It's going to be a beautiful show, and it's going to be introduced by the Romani ambassador to the UN, Dr. Ian Hancock.
Wonderful.
Who's, you know, actually here in Austin. And then we've got documentary film, which I worked on, which is going to be screened at the Texas Folklife on May 3rd. And it kind of talks about a little bit about flamenco, the roots of flamenco, the history of the Romani people, and kind of what I'm doing, and it was filmed in India, Morocco, Spain, and beautiful countries, as well as Texas, and it's got some great interviews. And then we've got I'm also putting out my clothing line called called Flamenco India clothing line, and it's shirts stitched in India by, you know, tailors, hand stitched, and we're trying to support the art of tailoring, which has been around the planet for, you know, maybe thousands of years. Maybe.
Back when the first person decided, I think I need something better than fig leaf.
Exactly. So we're supporting these tailors back in India. And so every time, you know, people buy something, they get business there. And so
great. Great. Okay, let's have another song.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oliver Adjumani and his ensemble, and a selection that you might find on the new CD called Flamenco India. The piece was called a Gopi.
Gopi.
And its meaning is what?
Gopi are the women who dance around Krishna, mm-hmm. The god of love. And so it has a story. The song has a story. There's going to be a Indian dancer telling the story through these things called mudras, we call in Indian dance, which is
hand gestures
and mm-hmm. so forth. So it's a story of kind of love, and Krishna is kind of this guy who
he's blue
exactly. And he's a cow herder, mm-hmm. a cowboy, and the gopis are the cowgirls. Mm-hmm. And so he plays his flute, and the cow herder girls come running. Mm-hmm. And in the more philosophical sense, it's talking more about the mind and how we have these things called indriyas or gunas. These are thoughts and emotions, and they're tamed by the music. In Nada Yoga, we call it Nada is sound. So the divine music tames these temptations, mm-hmm. you know, and makes it into a thing of love. So that's the more philosophical representation of that.
And it suggests a broader meaning to the word yoga than what you might associate with the asanas.
Exactly, yeah. It's yoga is a much deeper thing than just stretching your body.
Right. So. And you have a chance to stretch your ears and other muscles at the ensemble's presentation, which is going to be on the 29th of April. That's a what night of the week?
It's actually a Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
And what time is it going to be?
At 7:30.
Okay, 7:30 in the evening. And where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Zach Topfer Theater.
Is that their big one?
It's their big theater,
yeah,
yes.
Right.
It's so a beautiful theater.
You're going to have a lot of people there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful theater overlooking the Colorado River. And if you come early enough at 6:30, we're going to hear our classical guitarist, Vijay. He's going to play during the pre-concert
right.
time.
So. Wonderful. So look forward to Vijay. And right now, I'd like to mention that you should buy his CD, Oliver Rajamani's CD called Flamenco India. It's available at Waterloo, I'm sure, and other places, and online and everything else. So check it out. And there's also going to be an event on May 3rd, which is a film screening at Texas Folklife. And it has to do with the Romani people and their journey from India all the way across.
Yes, it's about Romani culture, Romani history, coming from India, and it has beautiful interviews with. Mm-hmm. But it's also about the project of the music I've composed and all that. So, where it comes from, how it was inspired. It includes Austin, Texas culture, how culture came from the old world to the Americas. A lot of things came through the Spaniards into South America and Mexico into Texas.
It's a fascinating journey when you conceive that the people from India, the Romani, moved from India across Eastern Asia into Europe, across all the way to the other side of Europe, to Spain. And then the Spanish conquistadors come and carry some of that culture with them to the Americas. It spreads to both North and South America. It's just a fascinating sort of way in which culture spreads. So let's have one more piece from Oliver.
Great.
And his wonderful ensemble.
பாட்டாரத்து நம்மளே நீல நிற ஜோதி.
Live in our KUTX Studio 1A, Oliver Rajamani and his wonderful ensemble of musicians performing and getting you ready for the world premiere CD release of Flamenco India. It's going to be on April 29th at the Topfer Theater at the Zach Theater Complex. And it's going to be in the evening at 7:30. And there's also an event, a documentary film screening, May the 3rd at Texas Folk Life. And there's also, possibly, you'll find some clothes at this event. And you might want to pick up an Indian shirt, specially tailored for Oliver Rajamani. And Oliver, it's just a treat to have you in here. It's been a little while, and you've got such an assembly of musicians. It's really fabulous. And I'd like to say thanks to the musicians, and they include Roberto Riggio, violin, Andrew Robel, and Ariana Bina, violins. Jason Elinoff is the viola player, and cellist Sarah Bravo. Glenn Rios on the percussion with fabulous air, and Steve Markham percussion, and also Vijay Monvir is the guitarist, and he's going to be providing some special music before the event. And did I say the bass player is Brian Vos, and also Shauna Norton is playing the harp. Did I leave anybody out? I don't think so. And so we'll look forward to hearing you guys at the Topfer Theater on Sunday, the 29th, this weekend. So look forward to it. Thanks so much to Jake Perlman for being our engineer for this event. And I loved it. So thank you all so much. This is KUTX 98.9, your Austin music experience, and it can be just about anything.
Thank you, John. Thank you.